climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Jolynn Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Welcome back to the Jolynn Thomas Show. Joining me right now by phone is Dr. Andre Martin. He's an organizational psychologist and author of the book Wrong Fit, Right Fit, Why How We Work Matters More Than Ever. Dr. Martin, this survey that showcases 73% of employees have a work personality and don't show their bosses or coworkers who they really are is eye-opening. Can you give us some perspective on what this means at a deeper level?
I think what's really important about the research is two things. First, that, you know, we all sort of have a work persona. We have a more modulated, maybe more mellow version of ourselves when we walk into work because there's just different expectations in work. But what the survey points out is that there's a lot of people, 73% by this survey, 75% in another survey by Deloitte, that feel like they have to change core elements of who they are. And that's what we call masking or trying to fit in. And the impact is really detrimental both to the company and to employees.
One of the things that I think people confuse sometimes is the difference between fitting in and belonging. And as I hear you talking about people having to change, that certainly isn't true belonging. That fits into that category of whittling away who you really are just to try to fit in.
You are exactly right. And what happens when you have to change core elements of yourself in order to belong, in order to have career advancement opportunities, in order to feel like the very nature of who you are won't be stigmatized, is it costs you energy. So we end up having to put a lot of energy into image management. And so less of it goes to our career, less of it goes to us doing our best work, and less of it goes to our organization and the people that we serve.
And Dr. Martin, I've got to believe that that's something that's probably overlooked by a lot of companies. They don't think that if people are having to manage their image, it's going to cut into their productivity.
They don't, because it's one of those things that if you don't know about it, you don't see it, there's no way to tell that it's happening, right? So one of the best advice I give to companies and leaders is to be really authentic about who you are and your expectations of what people need to do to fit in there or belong. I think the second thing is, as a leader, you have to be vulnerable yourself. If we don't show who we are, whether that's, you know, when we're having a bad day, we're feeling bad, or we're letting people into our life outside of work, then no one else will do it either, because leadership is modeled, right? We mimic what we see the people who are above us do. And so it's really important for leaders to set the tone.
And also, they're setting the tone, whether they recognize it or not, for how
That's right.
other employees are going to treat each other.
That's exactly right. And so if we don't sort of model psychological safety, that space where we're creating an environment where people feel safe, they feel trusted, and then they will give us their best work, they'll give us their best ideas. But if we don't create that environment, then it won't exist for us and it won't exist for our team members.
Right. Nobody wants to come to the table with an idea and be vulnerable if they think they're going to be shot down or shamed or alienated.
That's right. And then you end up just do it once and you end up sort of creating that as a pattern for everybody else. And so, again, it's just really important for leaders and managers to realize how they behave is what they're going to get mimicked back to them. And the second thing is for talent to really be careful about where we're working, where we're walking into, and to really do an assessment of how much am I going to have to change who I am to be successful here. And just remember, the more you do it, the less energy that's going to go to your work, your craft, getting better at your job and progressing your career.
And Dr. Martin, how does this impact people if they get caught in that cycle of having to change who they are and manage their image? How does that impact their home life? Because I've got to believe there's some effects that fall into the home life as well.
There is. So this is a large part about what I wrote about in the book. And I'll tell you, there's a really easy sort of metaphor to use to know how this feels is try writing with your non-dominant hand all day, right?
Wow.
It's harder, it's lower quality, it's stressful, you feel less confident. That's how people feel when they're having to fit in. And is there impacts on the home life? 100%. Because what I try to do when I'm not fitting in is we try to put more effort, more energy, more time. And that time has to come from somewhere. And so our families end up getting the rest of us, not the best of us.
Oh, that's such a great analogy. I mean, to try to write with your non-dominant hand, that would get frustrating really quickly.
It really would, as does having to fit in order to be successful at the job. And so I have a lot of empathy for people out there struggling with this, and you see it in productivity. I mean, there's Gallup recently told us there's an estimated $8.8 trillion of lost productivity due to disengagement. And I got to guess a large portion of that is due to people having to show up in a way that's not natural for them.
Well, Dr. Martin, right now with everything that's going on in the country, the conflict in the Middle East, we're seeing how that's deeply dividing people. Also, the race to the White House. Politics are front and center. This has got to be creating some challenges right now for people if they don't share those core ideas with their coworkers.
It does. I mean, we're going to see it more and more as we head closer to the election, or even with the conflicts you just talked about. And what I would tell people is, you know, we need to give grace. There's going to be people at our workplace that don't agree with us on core issues that we believe are right or wrong in the world. And if we all simply stand our own position, we're going to create more distance, create more conflict, create less productivity in the workplace. And so my biggest lesson here, my biggest advice is, let's just be ready to give grace. The more grace we give to allow people to show up as who they are, the more we're going to get that in return, just the better the work environment's going to be. And we need that, right? Because we will spend 13.5 years of our adult lives at work from 18 to 64, every second, every minute, every day. That's second only to sleep. And so if this environment isn't working, isn't good, doesn't feed us, then you know what? Life's going to be hard.
No doubt about that. Dr. Martin, any final thoughts you would like to share that would maybe help people recognize how they can course correct if they're caught in one of those work environments where they don't feel they can show up as their authentic self?
Two things I'd say. The first one is just stand back, take a deep breath, take three steps back, look at the environment you're in, and try to figure out what you need to be successful. Think about the places you're having to fit in, because you're going to go to another job someday. And the more you can assess what you need to be successful, the more you're going to choose a better place for you to work in the future. The second thing, and this is much more pragmatic, is find a best friend at work. You know, we know by research that having a best friend at work is one of the greatest assets in long-term engagement. And so look for a person who has affinities that you do, who sees the world the way you do, who might even look, act, or have the same experiences as you. And if you find that, spend time with them. And it's a really great way to bring a little bit more of yourself to work in a very small and very contained way.
Great advice, Dr. Martin. What a simple step that we can all implement, and yet I believe it's going to have a huge impact. When you get right down to it, connection certainly is a game changer. Dr. Andre Martin, thanks so much for taking a moment to chat with me and give some much needed perspective to this research.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
You do the same. Bye-bye. Check out Dr. Andre Martin's book, Wrong Fit, Right Fit, Why How We Work Matters More Than Ever.